This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Then there's news after 850,000 power outages, school cancellations, planes barely getting back on track on Thursday, that there might be another nor'easter next week. My oh my, I'm sure that people from Maine through New Jersey can't wait for spring to finally get here. And over the weekend, we're springing ahead because it's daylight savings time. So we're actually jumping that hour ahead. Makes a little bit of a difference. I hate it when we initially go to it because it feels like we're losing sleep, which we are. But then you just adjust and it becomes what your body gets used to, I suppose. There are arguments for not doing it, and there are a couple of places where they don't do it, like Arizona. Pretty interesting, huh? But really the big story, the buzz in the backyard, is the fact that steel and aluminum, boom, taxed, except for Canada and Mexico for now. So it goes into effect in another 15 days, according to the press. Once it goes into effect, 25% for steel and 10 for aluminum. President contending that we have taken it far too long from our supposed allies in their quest to consistently tax us. It's unfair and burdensome, and it needs to go away. He did leave room for edits, as I like to say, meaning that the tariff could go up or down, and Canada or Mexico could be thrown into it, or other countries could be pulled out of it. So how about that? And then this very stunning decision about North Korea. Would you be stunned to learn that the president is going to meet with Kim Jong-un? He sure is. They apparently decided, I mean, this is like shockwaves. President Trump did that by saying he accepted an invitation from the Korean dictator, the North Korean dictator. No sitting U.S. president has ever met with a leader from North Korea. Did you know that? So it's the big gamble at the craps table for two leaders who have engaged in practically a nuclear stare down, as some would describe it. And apparently, they decided this was going to happen. Trump hadn't initially been scheduled to meet with a delegation of South Korean officials in Washington to brief his administration on talks with Pyongyang, but they came in the mid-afternoon. The president was convening sessions with reps of the video game industry and announced his new tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum. And then the next thing you know, conversations ensued, and there you go. So North Korea, they agreed. They agreed that, yep, we're going to do this. And when is it going to happen? Sometime in May. May. Where all of that, I mean, all of these things will come out as they are made available. And, of course, this is going to be a big scramble. But that's a big deal. The logistics of all of that, I mean, just even how it happened is crazy. And it just was one of those quick decisions. He makes deals. That's one thing about the president. He makes deals, and that was the deal. I'm going to do it. So this approach is very different from the past presidents because they've never met with the North Korean dictators. So all of that has to be determined. Security, advance work, blah, 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 all of that. But North Korea is in the middle of it. And they're not talking about negotiating. They're just talking about meeting. But even the meeting, the idea of meeting, is incredible. You think of all the times and tweets and everything else about the whole Rocket Man thing. I suppose that's the theater of it all. But what would it be like when they actually do the maneuvering around each other? Fascinating to think about. I mean, really fascinating, gotta say. I mean, this is the ultimate showdown that I can think of. Ultimate showdown. So we've got the tariffs that are on. We've got the shocking agreement of this meeting between North Korea and the U.S., but not just anybody, delegations, no. The president and the dictator. And what would North Korea want from the meeting, and what would the U.S. want from North Korea? Well, a lot of things. I think the North Korean government would push for probably trying to bring the Prez, our Prez, to Pyongyang. But I don't see how that's possible. And what would the negotiations surround? South Korea? Wonder how South Korea feels about all that. Of course, the U.S. wants denuclearization. That's the obvious thing. That's the obvious cherry on the top. And that would be a challenge, that's for sure. And I can't wait to see more reaction from others on this meeting, on this potential meeting. They both said yes. So perhaps it is more than lip service. Perhaps it's really going to happen. I can't imagine it doesn't. Something would have to go mightily wrong for it not to. I don't think we're going to see a bunch of missiles being shot off over Japan anytime soon. I believe Kim Jong-un wants to make this happen. If they extend the idea, then they're on board with it. Wow. When I first heard it, I thought, this has to be a joke. Can't be serious. But no. Strange days we live in. Stranger things have happened. Speaking of strange things, this story infuriates me, and I have to jump on the soapbox and say it is just absolutely heartbreaking that a Missouri police officer was killed in the line of duty when he was dispatched to the wrong house. So everything that cops risk and then being dispatched to the wrong place and being shot dead, it breaks your heart. Officer Christopher Ryan Morton, 30 years old. A 911 call. Two women were screaming. They were sent to the wrong address. And afterwards, and in the last couple days, that's what's been talked about. It was finally traced and released. And unfortunately, again, as I said, dispatched to the wrong home. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Awful. What do you do? Who's responsible? How do they figure that out? Stay with us. We're going to go to the movies next here on ATN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
On away we go. Nothing like going to the movies to escape if it's a good flick. And you feel like you have a good chance to get your money's worth. You know what I mean? Some of these theaters these days, here's the problem. I've talked about this before. Especially if it's a new release, you have to reserve your seat. And when you reserve your seat in one of those rocking chairs, that's great, but they're going to tax you for the seat. So you're not walking up to the window, plunking down the cash, and getting the seat you want if it's a popular movie. Like Black Panther, because I've now talked about it 3 or 4 times of being shut out of Black Panther because it was so popular that it was a sellout every single time I tried to go. This time around, there's a movie that has been talked about a lot. And part of it is because it has some very big backing and it was a very big children's book. There were a lot of people whose kids read a book called A Wrinkle in Time. So then you take A Wrinkle in Time and there like a Reese Witherspoon and Oprah Winfrey and all of the people that they had that were part of the team that made this. And you think, boy, this is pretty potent. It's a popular book. You get good people behind it. This could probably do really well for Disney. And it's a Disney movie. And it is open. There have been some sneak peeks, but it officially swings open the 9th all the way through. And, boy, it's kind of gotten interesting reviews. I'm going to let you hear it first, and then we'll talk about it. Check it out.
What if we are here for a reason? What if we are a part of something truly divine? Imagine 91 billion light years traveled like that.
Sweet dreams are made of this.
Your father has accomplished something extraordinary. Also dangerous. He's trapped by a darkness that's actively spreading throughout the universe. And the only one who can stop it is you. Be a warrior.
I'll try.
Going to be tested every step of the way. Trust nothing.
Darling, time for dinner. Are you lost?
The only thing faster than light.
I'm kind of curious about it because it because I know it resonated with a lot of people in my life, the book. So what the story is you've got middle school students struggling with self-worth, desperate to try to fit in. And the daughter, she's the daughter of two world-renowned physicists, so she's smart and gifted and all of that, but there's things that she doesn't realize. And you got some pretty big names in this that you might recognize. Like I said, Oprah Winfrey and Chris Pine is in it. Reese Witherspoon is in it. And it is a Disney movie. It's action, adventure, drama, kids and family, science fiction and fantasy. PG is what they have classified it as, and it's getting kind of mixed reviews, like where some people say the plot is a bit clunky, but it doesn't detract from the emotional resonance of the, you know, that shines throughout this movie. I was reading that from the critic at the Toronto Star. I read this from Kate Walsh from the Tribune, who said, moments are beautiful and surreal, while others are just plain weird and not always in a good way. It doesn't always work well, but at least they went for it, and the director in her version is just as gorgeous and strange as can be expected. And then Jeffrey Lyles, who's a critic, said, A Wrinkle in Time might not be for everyone, but for those who can appreciate it, it's exactly what it is. They're going to really enjoy one of the year's most creative films. So it's a mind bender. That's what I think. And I still believe it'll probably find its audience and will do okay, ultimately, overall at the box office. Now, I mentioned the fact that you got to be careful when you get these tickets and what does it cost and all the taxes. And Andy, our technical director, says there is a wrinkle in the system of how you can kind of beat it, right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm part of a couple different movie theater club memberships, like, for example, AMC Stubs. And I think it's fantastic because when I'm pre-ordering tickets online for those really popular movies like Black Panther, get all of the convenience fees and the taxes waived, and then every like two or four movie tickets I get like a $5 discount, so the special membership really kind of pays for itself. Oh, and one of the things I really like about it is the fact that I get to go to the front of the line when I'm checking in, and also to the front of the line when I'm getting snacks or like a popcorn refill. So
that might be worth it.
Yeah.
Right, so that's something to look into. I'm going to look into that because that makes sense for anybody who goes to even a handful of movies. It still would be worth your while, I bet.
Yeah, I'd say it's worth it if you go to more than four movies a year.
There you go. If so, just it would even out, and you would get to cut in line officially.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. It works for me. All right, our next movie is called I Can Only Imagine.
It's an amazing song.
Just kind of happened. Took about 10 minutes, I guess.
Bart, you didn't write this song in 10 minutes. It took a lifetime. How'd you do this?
You know, I've never told anybody my story. When I was 11 years old, life was tough.
Where's Mama?
She's gone. She don't want me no more. She don't want you neither.
And I've always loved music. And I found some songs that I held on to. They gave me hope.
They're seeing me. That can't be his real voice.
Because I needed it.
Dad, I can do this.
No, you can't. And you're going to blink your eyes, and you're going to realize that life has gotten you nowhere because you chased some stupid dream.
I can. I'm leaving, Shannon.
I want you to know that I pray for you all the time.
Well,
and I hope that you find whatever it is that you're looking for out there.
Nice.
What are you running from?
My death.
Been right about it. Let that pain become your inspiration.
I have some stuff I need to sort out. And I deal with it the only way I know how. And that's to write a song.
You hungry?
I set the table.
What is this?
I want to make things right.
You and me.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him.
You have a gift, real gift.
I didn't think that God could do that. And so I wrote this song for my dad.
All right, Dennis Quaid is in it, Trace Atkins is in it, Cloris Leachman, other people you would recognize. It really is the true unknown story behind Mercy Me's chart-topping song that brings hope to so many that are gripping, they say, with the reminder of the power of true forgiveness. So it is PG-13, drama, kids and family, 150 minutes, Lionsgate put it out. And it's expected to find its audience. It's an up movie, kind of movie. The other one we'll save for next week because it has kind of a soft release, but it's Tomb Raider. So it's another version of Tomb Raider. I liked the first one, and this one kind of intrigues me, too, as well. If you go to the movies, send me a cheap movie review at AmericaTonightRadio.com, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Stay with us as we kick it to the other side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 per life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
And it talks about the secret plan to destroy President Trump. So Jerome, of course, that's a provocative title, and it's interesting because of some of the discussions, of course, especially now that are happening. So tell us about the impetus for, first of all, writing this.
Well, it's great to be back with you, first of all, Kate. Thank you. And I've been watching and following Donald Trump for years, and what has occurred to me, you know, as writing about politics as I have been for more than a decade, that increasingly the intelligence agencies are working with the justice system in a kind of a covert way, the shadow government that's pursuing an agenda for a one-world government, which strongly tilts towards the Democrats right now, and sees the United States as kind of this antiquity, you know, our Bill of Rights, our Constitution. These are all old ideas for these New World Order people who see the globalism as the future. And I think Donald Trump was such a jolt to that whole ideology that right now the deep state is engaged in an attempt to impeach Donald Trump. And this whole book is about how that deep state is functioning, the shadow government, and the steps Donald Trump is taking and needs to take in order to fight back.
Yeah, so it's interesting. What if we look past, I guess, the last couple of decades, what do you think the listeners would relate to as some clear examples of how the deep state is showing its power, exerting its power and influence?
Well, I guess the awakening for me really occurred. I was young. I was 17 years old when John Kennedy was killed.
Mm.
And, I mean, even then I realized that I was watching a play. I mean, that the Lee Harvey Oswald that they brought out within a couple of hours is the killer. Really had no motive for killing Kennedy. Mannlicher Carcano rifle, first they said it was a Mauser that they found. Well, I mean, I understand a Mauser would be a much better weapon, and the people who identified it had experience in World War II. Mauser was stamped right on the, right on the gun mechanism. You'd see it was a Mauser. And then he gets shot a couple days later, So the patsy, the witness, we don't have to have a trial. I said, this is deep state. This is CIA. And then I guess in the Vietnam War, realizing that the CIA, Air America, was running drugs. We were basically the drug runners. That started me in a deep quest into how the intelligence agencies and now the Justice Department and the IRS in conjunction with them are really on their own mission, their own agenda, not controlled by any president. And I think until Donald Trump, we've had a series of both Republican and Democratic deep state presidents.
Yeah, and so, it's interesting you talk about, especially, I love the example of Kennedy. I agree with you. It seemed like theater. There's no question. I was way too young. In fact, I would have been I think I would have been one or whatever, but just from what I've learned after that. But what, if you look past at the last presidency, what are some of Obama's ties to the deep state? And a lot of people think that his administration is definitely undermining President Trump's role as president, and other people think that's baloney. Why is that not baloney to you?
Well, I devote a whole chapter in killing the deep state to Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, and Barack Obama, in this whole reset policy with Russia, in which they engineered to sell U.S. military technology to Russia through the Russian equivalent of Silicon Valley. I mean, this new Satan missile that Russia has just shown the world, a fearsome weapon, uses our hypersonic technology that Hillary and Podesta sold. Hillary and Podesta were being paid handsomely in the book Killing Deep State. I even list the bank accounts that they were using and how the money came to them. And then Uranium One deal, which Barack Obama was definitely involved in engineering, because it involved this whole CFIUS, the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, which includes several branches of the government. They all wink-winked, suppressed evidence that that Russia was bribing U.S. Various players in the uranium business. That got suppressed because Hillary Clinton had this deal with the Clinton Foundation. They were being paid maybe $175 million to the foundation to deliver this company, Uranium One, which had 20% of U.S. uranium rights in that company. They sold it to Russia. And now we're finding out that uranium actually did get shipped out of the United States and ended up in North Korea and in Iran. I mean, these are almost treasonous activities, and it extended through the election in an attempt to undermine Donald Trump's campaign, and then with electronic surveillance even into the White House, conducted by these same deep state actors, Obama, Hillary Clinton, Podesta, and others.
So, and then if we take it a step further and we look specifically at the president, and as I said, there's some people that will be listening that are anti-Trump and some that would agree and look at and listen to what you're saying and saying, oh, boy, he definitely is right in what he's talking about with this deep state. What is the digital evidence? What is the so-called smoking gun? Because you talk about it in your book when we talk about anti-Trump movement, hatred, whatever.
The smoking gun, I think, was released by the Department of Justice Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, when he showed that these two very top officials in the FBI, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, evidently they were having a love affair, and they exchanged something like 10,000 text messages. Quite frankly, I don't know how they had a love affair when they were exchanging that many text messages. But at any rate, the two of them just expressed this hatred for Donald Trump, and they said the smoking gun is, they said, we have to have an insurance policy that in case Donald Trump wins, we can basically impeach him. And this conversation occurred, was memorialized in one of these text messages in the office of Andrew McCabe, who was like number two or number three in the FBI at the time. And the insurance policy, I believe, turns out to be this Fusion GPS dossier that was prepared by Christopher Steele, a British intelligence agent, and was paid for by Hillary Clinton's campaign and by the Democratic National Committee. Well, the Department of Justice took this into the FISA court to get approval for the electronic surveillance. The Department of Justice didn't tell the FISA court that this, in fact, was not validated. The information was unlikely to be true, and the Justice Department wouldn't vouch for it, and it was paid for by Hillary Clinton's campaign. Then when the wiretapping electronic surveillance permission was given on Carter Page, who increasingly looks like he was a FBI or Department of Justice undercover agent, he'd been involved before in Russia stings, he starts talking to other people in the campaign, and they become under collateral electronic surveillance. So possibly the entire campaign staff at a senior level was under electronic surveillance by the Obama Department of Justice. That information got shipped to the White House. The names got unmasked. In other words, instead of person A, person B in the collateral electronic surveillance, it became, you know, named, you know, this is Hope Hicks, this is, you know, all the way through Jeff Sessions, all the people who may have been involved. And that information got leaked by the White House. Valerie Jarrett organized it to the press. And all this is fully documentable now. It's been in the subject of congressional hearings. We have memos from Devin Nunes, who is the head of the Intelligence Committee in the House, from Senator Grassley, head of the Judiciary Committee in the Senate. And all this now, this evidence is becoming public, and it's become absolutely clear the Democrats were conspiring themselves in being paid by Russia, which they hid, and then were, in fact, conspiring to do this electronic surveillance on Trump to ruin his campaign. And then the transition and the electronic surveillance continued while Donald Trump was in the White House. I mean, it's unimaginable, you know, Democratic President Obama being in charge when this authorization coming to the White House was unleaked to the press. Electronic surveillance of the opponent's campaign, GOP campaign, that's never before happened in American history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Boy, I so agree with that. We just have like a minute left. What do you hope people take away from the deep state, killing the deep state?
Well, I think it's hopefully a rebirth, you know, like a second American Revolution, a rebirth in the importance of our Constitution, of our fundamental rights as Americans, including the rights of privacy. I think we're going to learn some very disturbing things about the massive surveillance of the population being done by the NSA and the CIA. Hopefully this will all stop and we can get back to, you know, the principles of limited government our founding fathers intended.
Yeah, well said. Absolutely. So Jerome Corsi, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. You can pick it up at Amazon.com. Jerome, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, Kate. A great pleasure to be with you again.
Do you hurt tonight? that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Next guest is in our virtual green room. He luckily found some time to spend with us. I know what that's like when it's tax season, and you think of tax season, and you think of the panic that just seems to rip through the population. So how do you do income taxes the fast and simple way? I love saying those words. Michael Chen is the CEO and founder of Henry.tax. It's a new CPA-backed, that's the key thing, online tax prep website. And we're going to talk to him about some of the questions I'm sure some of you have out there. Michael, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So this is the big question. I'm sure your phone rang off the hook when this first happened. But what impact does the new tax law have in tax planning for 2018?
Well, the new tax law has mixed results for different groups of people. But overall, I think if you're the Henrys of the world, which stands for high earning, not rich yet, you can expect tax rates to come down 2 to 3% on your taxable income. So it should save them anywhere from $1,500 to $3,000 in federal taxes next year.
Yes. Wow. So up to $3,000. That's good news, obviously. In filing taxes for last year, what should I be aware of to take advantage of? Because I know this is a question that I just had come up, and this is where sometimes, you know this, people are busy and they don't pay attention to what they could have taken advantage of. So what could we take advantage of?
Sure. So certain expenses are no longer deductible in 2018. So if you have, if you're an employee or consulting, and if you have or consultant that have out-of-pocket expenses, or if you have purchased a computer or equipment after September 27th, those expenses can be deducted 100%. Historically, you have to either depreciate it over five to seven years or deduct 50%. But now you can deduct 100%. So be sure to take advantage of those expenses, because when you have those expenses, it will lower your taxable income in 2017, which is at the higher rate. In 2018, your taxes will be lower.
Yeah, okay, again, something to keep in mind and something to be on top of. What are the biggest mistakes, Michael? And we're speaking with Michael Chen, CEO, founder of Henry.Tax. I mentioned this at the top, but it's a new CPA-backed online tax prep website, and we're asking Michael, obviously, questions. So what are the common mistakes that most people make, or some people make anyway, when they file, and how can you avoid them?
Sure. We're seeing two mistakes routinely now, and I think it could be meaningful to a lot of your listeners. One is we're seeing people taking early distributions from pension plans or a 401k or IRA accounts. If you're not 55 and a half or older when you take out these distributions, not only do you have to pay income taxes on it, but there's also a 10% penalty. So if you need the money, do not put them away. It doesn't make sense to put them away and only take them out in the following year and pay a penalty on it. And if you do take the money out, there are two exceptions generally that will alleviate the penalty, the 10% penalty. One is if you use the money for education, for tuition, or the other one is qualified medical expenses. So if you have those expenses, you can, the portion used for those expenses could be exempt for penalties. So that's one that we're seeing a lot of it now. Another one is if you are a student who just graduated and you have, let's say you worked half a year and you have some income, even if your parents paid for your tuition, because they're not claiming you as a dependent this year, you are allowed to claim the tuition expenses on your personal return, and that should give you anywhere from $2,000 and to $2,500 in tax credits.
Wow. Again, reasons to pay really close attention and pay attention to what Michael's saying here. Here's a question that I think, Michael, in the back of our heads, and sometimes I know CPAs laugh about this, but it's not a laughing matter if you get caught in this. But what are the chances of being audited by the IRS, and how are some ways to avoid that?
IRS auditing percentage, if you look at IRS websites, it's relatively low, but there are certain items that carry a higher risk of audit. For example, if you're a freelancer, if you're a if you're a consultant that carry your own sole proprietor business on your tax return, it's called the Schedule C, what we call it. And if you have those schedules on your tax return, you will naturally have a higher risk of again, getting audited. And the key is, if you are claiming a loss for the year, be sure that the losses are, you have documentations for them, because if you consistently claim losses, the IRS will come knocking one day or down the road.
Right, so it's a good idea to make sure, of course, documentation, no matter what you do with it. This is a huge question, because I know as an entrepreneur, and I have so many friends that are doing well, but they're entrepreneurs, and then others that are coming up, and they're the up-and-comers, but we live in the gig economy. So a lot of people are what we call freelancing rather than getting a salary. What are some of the things you have to watch out for when you're in that situation?
I think a lot of that is for freelancers and gig economy people. It really comes down to documentation. But I would also add that most people don't know this, but you can also set up a retirement plan that you can contribute up to 20% of your net income into a retirement plan, which could be a very meaningful number for a lot of your listeners.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think, you know, I said this at the top, Michael, and obviously you're super busy with what you're doing. What was it that led you to come up with Henry.tax? What was that that spurred on that idea? Because it's a great idea.
Sure. So if you look at the marketplace for the Henrys, as we look at them, and I just don't think that the solutions out there are great for them. So they're faced with three choices. One is use a self-prepared software. If you do it once a year and you don't have any accounting or tax background, you just don't feel comfortable and doing it yourself. You always wonder, did I do it right? And of all the people that we asked who use self-prepared softwares, we said, you know, if one day if you made enough money, would you not want to do your own tax return? And almost every one of them gave us a income level. Some say they, once they make $75,000, they won't do it themselves. Some say $200,000. So everyone, it's not a preferred choice from what I can gather. Number two is going to a mass retailer such as H&R Block or Liberty. And their preparers have limited experiences, and their cost isn't exactly inexpensive. And I think consistently our cost structure comes out lower than theirs. And the third one is going to an actual accounting firm, which we all know can be very, very expensive. So if you're at the Henrys out there, the choices aren't great. So we thought we could come up with something that can deliver better quality at a lower price.
Yeah, there you go, because it's that confusion for, exactly as you said, those people that would be in that tax bracket. Do you see, you know, we talked about common mistakes that people make. Do you think part of it is, too, that people, even in that bracket, aren't necessarily always aware of their finances? I feel like there's like a hole when it comes to financial planning and learning and knowing where you're at. Even if you're super smart, even if you're doing well.
Absolutely. And we're seeing a lot of that right now. And even if you are, you do have finance background, I think tax is something different. And there, most people don't have tax background. And then, so you could have you could be in the finance field and not be fully aware of how tax works. And we're seeing a lot of mistakes made by people from all backgrounds.
Yeah, and so the thing to do there is, I would say, and you would know even better than me, Michael, is it just, hey, take one step at a time, come up with some sort of a system, work with whoever it is you're working with, knock this down, just figure it out. So now moving forward, it's never too late to learn, right?
Right, and that's it. And, you know, our platform, we have all CPAs who have at least 10 years of income tax experience, and you know, most of our users who have used our site find our advisors to be knowledgeable, and we're getting great feedback at the moment.
That's awesome. All right, so check it out, Henry.tax. Michael Chen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.